foot. Now I say up the road and down the road. I have those directions, you know.
Which, would this be in any road, let's see now, this road, I find out where I am. The road, I don't know what road it is, but the road that comes out by your swimming hole, which I saw and looks cold.
Ooh. It's just like I said.
Now that road there, would you use up and down that road?
No, I wouldn't use that up and down there. I would be at my, in fact, I don't use it where I live now, but where I lived before my husband passed away on that road, I would say go up to the church or go down like was going to Soshi. Now that would be down and towards the church. I lived on and I don't know if you've noticed the Methodist church, but we lived about a half a mile from it.
Yeah. Did you live beyond it?
We lived about 4 or 5 miles on towards Biloxi. And I would say go up to the, I'm going up to the church. Let's go up to the church.
Okay, now turns off.
Right.
All right, now, was the church away from, I mean, if you were your house, you'd be going away from to go to the church.
No, I would follow until, I mean, it was off of, it was on right off of, and I lived on, and I would go up.
Away from to the church. If you were going back to...
Quit, Pam, it makes my head...
I would say going down.
Going down. But I wouldn't say go down to... I had neighbors that lived, and I'd say go down to the...
Now,
where my husband worked.
From you towards...
Yeah, the other way, towards... Right.
I see.
So that was down, and the other was up. But here, I say if they go to the sea...
Let's
go down to the creek. That's right. I'd say let's go down to Palmer.
All right. Now, which way would you go that way? On this gravel
road?
Yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm. You'd go back the way that Sheila and I came yesterday.
And coming from home, if I come from where I live, I'd say we'll go down to the campground.
I do.
Well, y'all stay down there now if it is and don't bother us. Yeah, I'd say let's go down to Palmer Creek.
But
I have no up directions.
About Meridian?
Yeah, go up to Hattiesburg. Or up to Jackson.
Up to Jackson.
Yeah, we're going this weekend.
Oh, are you?
Sheila and I. Yeah, sister.
Well, what week? Do you do it without giving any real
thought? Any thought, right. You just do it.
I think the way we work with language is quite remarkable altogether. All right, now we're going to talk about some things that we grow. The inside hard part of a cherry... is its
pit.
The inside hard part of a peach is its
seed.
All right, and there are two kinds of peaches, basically, that according to whether they come away from the seed.
Yeah, clean stone and free stone.
All right, and the free stone comes away.
Away from the
easily from the clean stone.
Clean stone.
The inside part of an apple, they're its seeds, but they're contained within the part you eat, and then you throw away a certain part.
The core.
There's a kind of nut that grows underground. They grow them a lot in Georgia. I don't know if they grow them over here. And they're roasted.
Peanuts. Oh.
Do they grow those?
Their daddy, most every year. He didn't plant any this year. Planted a row of peanuts, you know, just for eating purposes.
Do you hear those called anything else over here?
Well, it's the old-timey people called them sometimes goobers. But it's a goober and a peanut is a different thing.
Oh, they are?
Mm-hmm. A goober is a large kind of a thing. It's much larger than a peanut.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something else I've learned.
But a long time ago, the older people called the peanut the goober. But I found out that it is two different things.
Do you ever hear them called penders?
Penders, I have heard them called. Not now. That's an old usage, yeah.
Now, is that the same thing as a peanut?
That's the same thing as peanut, I think. Penders.
Okay.